We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hailing from Englishtown, New Jersey, he is a stand-up comedian and actor who you've seen on The Tonight Show and Comedy Central, as well as on such series as Rings and Crashing, and starring in his own comedy specials, The Point Is, and Filthy Operation. And these days you can see him guest starring on the NBC series Shades of Blue. Please welcome longtime friend of the show, Dov Davidoff.
What are you doing, man? Who are you?
That's the big question. That's the big question we're all asking ourselves, Johnny.
How are you?
I'm pretty good, man. I'm pretty good for the most part. What's going on? How are you?
Now that I saw you were on the show, I was so excited, man. First of all, congratulations on everything, dude. You're just, I mean, you're getting there, man. You're doing it.
Yeah. I'm having a good time, and I'm trying to do some decent work along the way, and every now and then something works out.
Dude, you really are, and people don't know. Like, and I hope that you're finding time, by the way, to get out and let the demons roll a little bit and get on the road and do some stand-up.
Yeah, I was in. I did the Tempe Improv last weekend, so I'm going to start trying to work on another hour for TV, you know. But I was working on that Tonight Show set, and that was interesting to get back on and do one of those little 5-minute pieces, but try to do it in my own voice as opposed to jokes on television.
Right, right.
And so, yeah, no, it's I'll get back out there with stand up soon.
You, he's one of my favorite guys. His book, if you haven't read it, by the way, is Road Dog, and it's one of the greatest looks and most honestly, like, you want to talk about cracking somebody's head open and going, oh god damn, man, that's a lot. But you came out the other side. By the way, how's everything at home and in your personal life?
It's good, man. My wife's pregnant. We're 6 months pregnant.
Hey, congratulations.
And, yeah, no, I need the material, so I finally I'm gonna do it.
And you guys, and the therapies, everything's, you kind of hit a level place with her?
Yeah, couples therapy's been good. I mean, we're in a pretty communicative, reasonable place where, you know,
so
the likelihood of major domestic violence has been lowered to the point where we're reasonable people. Yeah.
And I mean, how has this changed? Because, you know, you spent so many years on the road and you're such a loved comedian. You're definitely a comedian as well. Like, people respect you because you really have a great sense of it. Now you move into this, you know, Shades of Blue and Crashing. It's just got to change everything. That's a whole nother audience that doesn't know about the other side.
Yeah, listen, hopefully some of it converts, you know. I mean, ticket sales are a funny thing on the road. Some things transition and some things don't. You could be in a big movie and people don't experience it as somebody they'd want to see doing comedy. But yeah, for the most part, people are pretty responsive and things have been good. So, you know, knock on wood.
And so what else is going on? You got to film me because I feel like we haven't spoken since, we were texting after the book came out. But you, I'm always interested to see if you have a movie or...
Yeah, it's just right now, I've been engaged in actual business, you know, I'm building something in Brooklyn and I'm moving out to a house in Jersey and there's life stuff going on and in between, you know, I'm back shooting Crashing, I'll have some more substantial stuff this season and then back out on the road at times, you know, I'm just trying to keep it all together psychologically and keep the demons at bay.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
That's the name of the game. This life stuff. You know, I don't think it ever changes.
Are you ever afraid to lose them all? Like, there's, I think in a lot of us, like, there's that you want to purge like all that you can, but you got to hold on to some because you got to ride something to the next place.
Yes, I get nervous about everything, but I try to look forward, and I don't really spend a lot of time thinking about things I can't control. So I'm not a big social media person. That may hurt me. But I'm okay with getting hurt by that because I think I make up for it in other areas. So I really just try to keep things in the lane that I have some degree of influence over. Otherwise, it just gets messy and neurotic.
You what? What are you building in Brooklyn, by the way?
Apartment building.
Jesus Christ! Of course you are. Of course you're going to go to Brooklyn, which is probably the hottest real estate market in the entire area. It caught fire getting gentrified a few years ago. It's every hipster in the world. Like, you could just sell glasses without glass in them and be rich over there at this point.
Sometimes, yeah. But I bought the land. I think I bought the land reasonably right to account for the rising levels of whatever. And so hopefully the market's there 2 years from now when we get our C of O and start leasing.
You got to understand the Dove Davidoff, if you just mentioned, who is such a great comedian and so, at times in his life, so far off the rails, whether he's hanging with David Lee Roth or, there's the whole April Macy story. And, but then there's this other guy who understands business so well that he can do that. Oh, yeah, and he's going to go be a serious actor as well and write a book. It is bizarre how much is in you.
It's bizarre, but, you know, because I've tried to create infrastructure, you know, and if I make any one of those things, my God, it gets strained. You know, I lived out in Hollywood with that, oh, you go and develop a show and, you know, and that's great. And I'll do that on the side. But to depend on any one of those things to have a life is a weird thing. And that's why Hollywood gets such a bad rap, because there's so much insecurity out there. Nobody knows what's going to work. And so everybody's smiling, looking around the room for somebody to help them out. And I can't live like that. I have to create my own infrastructure. And that's what I try to do, both creatively and actually in terms of business, so that I've got, you know, other income streams and life. I never want to have to smile at people I don't like.
Good for you. That's exactly right, man. Money is not about what you are or status. It's about freedom. It's about looking at you and going, no.
Freedom. Absolutely, man.
It's and listen, anybody, you read his book, you want to find out how you learned to survive in Hollywood. You grew up in the junkyard boot camp that he grew up in.
Junkyard Jersey. It's a strange journey, you know, for everybody. I mean, to try to find a piece of meaning in life, and at the same time live within a capitalistic system, create some infrastructure, and not have to smile at a bunch of people you don't like. I mean, it's a tough game.
But I always feel like, yes, you're creating something and you're creating this infrastructure, but then there's the anarchy section of your brain that wants to set fire to it.
Oh, yes, of course it does. So that's why I try to keep enough going on so that I'm absorbed, you know, because if there's any one thing that becomes the end-all, be-all, it starts to get strange. So I try to keep enough going on, and that'll hurt me in certain areas, you know, but at the same, but it'll help me in others. And so I hope to have a net positive at the end of it.
My God, I'm telling you, one of my favorite people on this whole entire planet, and if you don't come to Kansas City to the Improv, then I'm going to fly to New York and just hang out.
Listen, I'll be out there at some point. We'll definitely get together. And if you're in New York, always let me know. I'd love to see you.
All right, my friend. Congratulations on everything, guys. Don't forget, Shades of Blue Sundays, Kansas City. It's on 9 o'clock on NBC. Look for Cat for Crashing. Go by the book, Road Dog. And, man, again, Dove, anytime, you're always welcome here, brother.
Thank you so much, Johnny. I appreciate it. Be well.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.